Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
It seems that in America today, we have a new mass murder every month, and each time there's a lot of blame to spread around. The most recent murderer, Elliot Rodger, wrote in his 141-page rambling journal how he narrowly missed being found out when deputies knocked on his door last month. So why didn't they just take away his guns before he committed this horrible crime? Well, hindsight's always 20/20. Foresight, much more difficult when it comes to violence. In his angry video, Mr. Rodger said he felt cheated because he'd been rejected by girls and was still a virgin at age 22. He was angry that his short life had not endowed him with lots of money and sex, angry that beautiful girls had not adored him and paid more attention to other males, angry enough to kill. Last week, he stabbed three doormates to death and went on a shooting spree, killing three more, wounding others, finally turning his gun upon himself. How can we make sense of such reckless hate? Does it explain anything to say he was mentally ill? Could it help us prevent similar future tragedies to know more about his mental illness? Perhaps so, but not utterly. Many young men are mentally ill, and they've not harmed anyone, and they intend to harm no one. Mental illness is perhaps necessary in explaining such tragedies, but it's not sufficient. John Steinbeck, in his novel Cannery Row, spins a body tale of drinking, friendship, and social realism. Mac is one lazy, conniving, but sort of good-hearted drunk who wants to throw a party for his friend Doc. The party goes awry, and many of Doc's things get busted. As a result, Mac and his friends become social outcasts. Quote, "Socially, Mac and his boys were beyond the pale. They drew into themselves, and no one could foresee how they would come out of the cloud. For there are two possible reactions to social ostracism. Either a man emerges determined to be better, purer, and kindlier, or he goes bad, challenges the world, and does even worse things. This is by far the commonest reaction to stigma." Elliot Rodger fell into evil, and it devoured him, taking far too many young people with him. When rejected, we can humble ourselves and learn, using our disappointment as an opportunity to grow better, purer, and kindlier. Or we can go bad and do even worse things. Like Mac and the boys, our lives often hang in the balance between good and evil. But not everyone turns to the worst things. That's why violence in human beings is so difficult to predict. You can give a mentally ill person a diagnosis. You can even give them a gun, which I think is stupid. But you cannot predict who will pull the trigger and who will not. Even if we did surrender all our guns, I would say we're not going to be able to be predictably safe. So until the human heart can be turned from violence to compassion, we'll not be safe. But I look forward to that day when I hope it will. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.